AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The House is preparing to vote today on a war powers resolution to halt President Trump's attack on Iran. Yesterday, the Senate defeated a similar measure along party lines. Italy says it's sending naval support to Cyprus and anti-missile and anti-drone defense systems to Gulf countries that have come under retaliatory strikes from Iran. The U.S. has not yet asked to use any of the U.S. bases in Italy for logistical or other operations in its war against Iran. But if it does, Premier Giorgia Meloni says the government will inform Parliament. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the military has identified two more of the soldiers killed in Kuwait.
In all, six soldiers were killed Sunday when a drone strike hit a command center in Kuwait. After identifying four of them Tuesday, the Pentagon has now provided the last two names. 55-year-old Chief Warrant Officer 3 Robert Marzen of Sacramento, California, and 45-year-old Major Jeffrey O'Brien of Indianola, Iowa. At a news conference Wednesday, Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth was asked about guarding against such drone attacks.
We have pushed every counter-UAS system possible forward, sparing no expense or capability. And like I said, this does not mean we can stop everything. But we ensured that the maximum possible defense and maximum possible force protection was set up before we went on offense.
The White House says President Trump will attend the dignified transfers of the soldiers when they arrive back in the U.S. I'm Ben Thomas.
Sri Lanka has recovered 87 bodies from an Iranian warship that sank after being hit by a torpedo fired by a U.S. submarine. The warship sank off the coast of Sri Lanka. Its Navy also says 32 people were rescued. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the Iranian vessel sunk in the Indian Ocean was the Islamic Republic's, quote, prize ship. This is AP News. Attorney General Pam Bondi is the latest target of the House Oversight Committee, which voted to subpoena Bondi as they seek answers about the handling of the Epstein files.
The ayes are 24, the nays are 19.
The proposal by South Carolina Republican Nancy Mace had the support of four other Republicans on the committee. It's a sign of frustration among conservatives with the Justice Department as the committee investigates allegations of abuse, sex trafficking, and influence peddling among the rich and powerful. In a post on X, Mace said the American people want answers on the Epstein files, and so do we. Democrat Robert Garcia of California is the ranking member.
I think it's important that she is in front of our committee. She can directly answer questions about the release of the files, about transparency, about ensuring that victims and survivors are protected.
Representative Ro Khanna also voiced support for the subpoena.
She's saying, let's have Pam Bondi tell us why half the files are still hidden.
Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.